Safety continues to be the hot topic for the Fortitude Valley's buzzing entertainment precinct, Brunswick Street. The existing 3 a.m. lockout has caused much commotion of late, with calls for its abolition. I hit Brunswick Street to find out whether you think the legislation should be changed.
Do you think the 3 a.m. lockout should remain in the valley?
Dear, but I would be concerned about someone being locked out without their friends. And I think a way that they could overcome that is to give them some sort of identification or armband as they go out so that they can go back in.
To be honest, I don't really know much about it. Like, it doesn't really affect me. If I'm in a club at 3 a.m, awesome. But if not, then I'm happy to go home. I do guess the valley gets really crowded about 3 a.m, but it's a good way to get everyone out of the valley, I guess, by a certain time.
Do you think the 3 a.m. lockout should remain in the valley?
There was this one time where I got locked out basically after 3 a.m. and all my friends were inside and I had no way of calling them because I was out of credit, and I basically had to wait outside until they came out.
It may spread out the peak rather than the taxis being inundated or public transport being inundated at 5 o'clock. It might well be spread out from 3 throughout till early morning.
At 3 a.m. when people are really intoxicated and falling out of clubs, by locking them out, it's just increasing the amounts of drunk people out on the streets and the potential for that to escalate, there to be more problems, as well as people get really frustrated wanting to get back in.
Well, there you have it. Perhaps the 3 a.m. lockout is not the most popular piece of state government legislation. This is Gretel French for Jack Digital.